What's up, Pro Silly listeners? Welcome back, or welcome to the Professionally Silly Podcast. It's your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and this is a podcast where we talk about true crime, the paranormal, and the most random topics that I find online. We have fun here. This week, we have ourselves another special guest, one of my favorite people in Los Angeles. He's super tall, entertaining, and has a great collection of t-shirts. My buddy, AJ.
What's up? Thank you for having me once again.
Dude,
despite all
back.
The odds, 2020, COVID, all that jazz, we're here. It's happening.
Well said.
I just sounded like a heroin addict who played jazz music in the 1950s.
That's a very specific. That's so specific. Welcome back, man. It's always good to have you here. I'm super excited. So this past week on my YouTube channel, Professionally Silly, I posted a very fun vlog. You know, we voted. We had some awesome ass pizza. Hookup. You gotta check out Gracie's Pizza if you're in the Los Angeles area. That place is delicious as fuck.
Some of the best pizza around.
It really is. We drank some bacon soda. It was not good. Actually, you know what, EJ? Let me show you something. Hold on one second, guys. I gotta get something from the kitchen. We're not gonna start recording, so we're just gonna keep doing this. You guys hear me all right?
I don't know. Probably.
I'm back.
Cue the elevator music.
Cue the elevator music.
And we're done.
So we've got some interesting flavored sodas that one of my supporters, subscribers sent me. Thank you so
supporter?
Much.
Are they a supporter? You kind of just went.
Oh. Did you? Am I like, God. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So Dimples, once again, thank you. So check this out, man. This is one of the flavors. Now, bacon soda was one of the flavors that she sent. Yeah. Bacon soda. The other one.
I'll pass.
You'll pass?
Yeah.
My throat did too. I literally threw up on camera.
No.
Peanut butter and jelly soda.
Oh, that sounds fucking gross. It's just because it's orange.
It just sounds right. It's like, yeah. I got an orange hue to it. It almost looks like grapefruit color almost.
I'm also not like 8 years old. I'm not like, fuck.
Can't wait to drink that. And then we've got pumpkin pie soda. Got that.
Also disgusting. I fucking hate pumpkin pie.
Oh my god, you said that was like you were so sure. I fucking hate it.
I don't like it.
How do you feel about sweet potato pie?
I like sweet potato pie.
There you go.
A whole lot.
You ready for this one?
Yeah.
Buffalo wing soda.
I like the label.
The silence before that was awesome.
But I don't want to drink it, but that is a cool ass label.
Well, you know, we can always dip it in this ranch dressing soda.
That's where you really lost me.
Yeah, dude.
That's like the one I'm least interested to try, and that just looks disgusting.
It does.
Like cum.
It does. It's like watered down cum. It just does not look like dirty water almost, like soapy water.
Don't drink that dirty water.
Don't drink it. And then the next one is the sweet corn that you saw.
Yeah, that's fucking gross.
Yeah, I know.
I don't have that either.
Once again.
That looks like fucking dehydrated.
Thanks so much. Dehydrated person. Oh, it does. It's like a bottle of pee. Oh, thanks for saying that.
Yeah.
God damn it. So on the video, I got a chance to try the bacon soda. That one made me throw up in my mouth just a little bit. A bit. I swallowed it though, so we're good. Check that video out. It's gross. Make sure you click the thumbs up button and subscribe to the Professionally Silly channel. So, last week, my buddy Wes, he joined us from the OD podcast, and I shared some spooky, spooky stories with him, and we laughed, we screamed, it was fun as fuck. Nothing like fear and laughter to bring us together. That's pretty much the premise of this podcast, if I'm being honest with you. So it was a lot of fun. So I searched the all-knowing internet and found some spooky stories that we shared. And we scared the shit out of Wes a few times. I had a soundboard app that allowed me to use this lady screaming. And he was like, he set up the mood where he lives. I know Wes. He probably dimmed the lights down, had a scary movie on the background, ready to like get himself in the ambiance of fear.
Getting the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah, heebie-jeebie fears.
You know what I'm saying? I didn't listen to it, but I should.
But we scared the shit out of him, and it was a delight causing him such fright. Oh, hey, ooh, oh. Yeah, right? Oh, wow. So this week, my buddy EJ is going to join us for some hilarious prank stories. Yes, and we're going to do so while enjoying a couple of bottles of Red Stripe beer. Not a sponsorship. Just literally drinking because tomorrow's election day. And cheers, man. And we need to drink just in case.
For warmth.
Yeah, for warmth. Shit, man.
I just pissed myself.
I just peed myself. Oh, man. So there are a lot of people out there who enjoy a good prank. Okay, and I'll be honest with you, I'm one of them, you know, depending on what the prank is and, you know, how far they go and whatever. But before we get started with that awesome shit, let me knock this out real quick. I've got some information for my new listeners and some shit I want to remind my loyal returning listeners. You know, I'm Shan. I want to let you guys know that you, my favorite listener, I'm talking to you. I know, that's you. Hey, baby. you can be a part of this podcast if you have a story to share, an embarrassing moment, or maybe a paranormal story or what have you. Email them to me. Email your stories to me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. ITS, the word professionally, then the word silly at gmail.com. Also, guys, I would love it if you would leave me a 5-star and written review on Apple Podcasts or whatever platform you're using to listen. Because it doesn't sound like much to do that, but taking the time to do that, the more good reviews I receive, the better chance I have of reaching new listeners. And as a solo podcaster, pro silly listeners, listen, I need your help to make it to the next level. You see what I'm saying? I know it's not February, but you can still support my black ass. Don't play with me.
My birthday's in February. Is that what you're insinuating? No, I'm kidding. You got your month.
You got your month. I love this dude. Make sure you shut the fuck up. he's joking, guys. I love him to death. Check out the podcast, Twitter, and Instagram page at It's Pro Silly. And for now, the Instagram page should have, you know, photos and videos pertaining to what we're talking about. So take a look as you listen along. And also feel free to reach out to me on the Twitter to discuss my older episodes as well, because it may be new to you, even if it's old to me. So we can discuss it. You know, I'm Shan. EJ.
What's up?
Are you ready for some fun?
Let's dig in.
Let's dig into it. What's up, guys? I'm back. I know you miss me. What's up, bitches? So, nice.
I was trying to keep it quiet.
It was like an inner burp.
It was
a nice inside burp. I felt it. It was good.
Yeah, my breath tastes like garlic.
Yeah, we did have garlic salad earlier. It was delicious as shit.
It was quite good.
So, our first prank story, EJ, it's called That's Forked Up. You ready for this one?
I'm intrigued.
I'm intrigued. You sound like a fucking villain.
Maybe I am.
Nah, Sean, you never catch me, kappa. So it reads, so the senior class 2 years ahead of me forked the lawn in front of the school. A classic, right? Well, they took it a little bit further. Instead of buying plastic forks in bulk, the seniors for their whole school year methodically pocketed the metal silverware from the lunch and breakfast. Not every piece every time. Wait, hold on. Oh yeah, not every piece every time, but just enough that the lunch staff would think it was an accidental loss. Wow, that's methodical. We have a small class size, so kids would bust their own trays by dumping the scraps into big trash cans. And sometimes people would forget that their silverware was on there, and so they would think it would get lost. We had regular announcements at lunch reminding us to make sure that we didn't throw away the utensils. When I remember being in high school, I think we had plastic forks and shit, I feel like.
We did too.
Like, what? How they old is this person? Metal ones. There's someone no way they someone. Would give us metal forks and knives.
We had
shit.
So much fights at lunch.
Oh, meat same, dude. So then it goes on to say, so in this massive conspiracy that only knew that... What is oh so in this massive conspiracy that only they knew about, they collected hundreds of metal utensils. The night before their last day of classes, they snuck into the school grounds and methodically stuck hundreds of forks, knives, and spoons into the grass, a foot apart each. To make it worse, one of the two custodians had recently been fired, and the remaining custodian was an older guy who was perfectly kind and in an ideal world should have retired sooner. He had to pick them all up by himself. I heard one of the teachers came in early and helped him a little bit and saw the custodian had tears falling down his cheeks. That is so fucked up.
That is fucked up. That is not just like forked up. That is
fucked up.
Dude, but that reminds me of something terrible.
What did you do? You have to share it now.
Alright.
You can't just say that and then shut down.
I didn't want to take up too much time. But anyway.
No, do it.
We had a bus driver one time when I was in school, and I think his name was like Joe or something. He was cool. He was like one of those bus drivers like smoking cigs on the bus before kids come. And then he's like, hey, what's up? And he's got a mustache and he's just real cool. He's got like a wolf shirt or something. And on the last day of school, like, we were just being assholes. And it was like just the 7th and 8th graders on this bus. And I was in 7th grade and we had this giant paper fight. And the bus driver, like, he was so cool, but he like pulled the bus over so many times. He was like, listen, I know this is like so fun, but guys gotta cut it out. And we were just like, no way, man.
No crazy. Way, buddy. We're
and
gonna
he
throw
just knew
paper.
He couldn't stop it. This shit was getting violent. People were punching each other and stuff. But anyways,
oh,
I really feel bad for that guy in hindsight. That's really horrible. Especially this janitor crying breaks my heart that some classic hijinks came to this.
First of all, I want to commend the fact that you utilize the word hijinks. That's one of the reasons why I like hanging out with EJ. He'll use words that mean something, but no one uses them anymore. And I love it. Hijinks is one of them. What was the other one that we... Oh, dame.
I don't think I said that. I think you said that.
Oh, shit.
I
it sounds
said
like
that.
Something you would say.
Maybe in the past life.
That's crazy, man. But yeah, dude. I mean, I remember in high school we had our singer pranks and it's all fun and games and shit. But I feel like at this particular prank, the only person who really paid was a janitor. Like, the principal wasn't going to clean that shit up. You know what I'm saying? Let's go on to the next story, man. Then this next one, this is a kids get pranked. That's what I labeled it. And it reads, I can only imagine that many tears were shed when this letter was received and the feeling of relief to the students when they found out that it was just a prank. It's a brave man who pranks a bunch of elementary age children with a few months left in the school year. And this is a letter that he sent that he probably gave the kids to take home to their parents as a joke. And it reads, parents, as a result of the many snow days, public schools have decided to extend the school year into a year-round schedule. This means that we will not have a summer vacation. Students will complete their grade level August 15, 2014, and then begin the 2014-2015 school year on August 25th, 2014. Now, that's just a short 10 days later. Oh my God. So now you understand what I read before. I can only imagine the many tears that were shed when this letter was received.
If I was a kid, I'd be like, you're corny as fuck, Mr. Principal, fuckface, whatever your name is.
Yeah, fuckface.
You're a bastard. Making a bunch of elementary school kids cry.
Yeah, you fucktard. Yeah.
Oh.
People don't say fucktard enough. I remember my mom pranked me a couple of times. I remember the first time she pranked me. I love her to death. Hey, Mom. You're probably not listening to this.
Wish you were.
Yeah, right? She's fire. But she thinks that all of my podcasts and all of my YouTube videos are about ghosts. She thinks everything
she's
I
like,
do.
Count me out.
Yeah, she does Amber, not fuck with
you're
spirits.
You're my child, but you're creeping me
out. You're creeping me out, bro. I remember my mom used to collect comic books, like mostly DC comics, mostly like that's Batman cool. And shit. Yeah, she's got thousands of those bitches. So this is like when I was in middle school, I think, no, elementary school, and she was still collecting them at the time. And so we go to the comic book store. Ooh. Fuck, there is no way I can hold that back.
The comic book guy belched on me. She's just recreating it.
That was the name of the comic book store.
Too much ranch dressing soda.
Too much. Oh my, I'm so glad that wasn't ranch dressing soda burp. Holy shit. Yeah, you might want to subscribe to my channel because I'm going to try all those fucking sodas eventually.
Oh, please do it with me out of the room. That's cool that they sent you those. Like, they're really cool and stuff.
Right?
I just, like, couldn't do it.
Yeah, dude. Oh, shit. So, we go to the comic book store. Mom is going to go pick up all of her comics or whatever. And her and the comic book guy, like, the dude who owned the place, they were, like, cool. His name was Chuck. Yeah, I guess it might have been Charles. Isn't Chuck short for Charles or something? Yeah. So his name was Chuck. And my mom sent me inside to get the comics, right? So I come outside and I see her drive away. And I'm just standing there holding the comics. And I'm like, Mom, what the, without actually saying that, I was just confused as fuck. Just standing there, like, just holding, like, this bag of comic books and watching my mother leave me. And she's like, good luck! And then she just speeds up. Now, what I thought she did was left. But she literally just drove around the building, the shopping center that the comic book section, the comic book store was a part of. That's what she did.
Yeah.
So I go inside. I'm like, Chuck, my mom left me here.
He's like, serves you right, bitch.
I'm so glad he didn't say that. That's the funniest.
Fucked you up forever.
Yeah. Like... So now I hate comic book owners. And anytime I see a guy who owns a comic book store, I kill them. It's a thing. No, I'm kidding. But no, she came back. No, what Chuck said was, that sucks. That's what he said. Because he was in on it, and I learned this
like,
later.
I don't have a car.
I don't know what to do, dude.
I'm actually technically not allowed 60 yards within a child right? In public
you
spaces.
You can live here. So she comes back, like, I think, like, maybe, a minute or two that seemed like 13 million days to me. And she's just laughing. And she's like, April Fools! And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, you know what I'm saying? I got into the car with the biggest attitude.
Yeah.
The biggest. But then she stopped at my favorite Chinese place. We got egg rolls.
Dude, I was just about to say, she better have bought you, like, Chinese food.
She did, on the way home.
I was about to say that right before.
On the way home, dude, had some dope Chinese food. And this like East Coast Chinese food with those fat ass egg rolls. You know the ones?
Yeah.
Because the egg rolls out here are garbage. They're like spring rolls or something.
Egg rolls are thick on the East Coast.
Yeah, thick ass egg rolls. God, I'm coming home soon, East Coast. Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
So, the other thing that my mom did, I was in middle school. Shit, Chuck was a part of this too, that son of a bitch.
Dude, Chuck is a bastard. I'm telling you.
I just realized that. Son of a bitch. So it's Christmas, right?
Chuck fucked you up, man.
Yeah, fat asshole. So it's Christmas, right? My mom gives me this huge, like, cardboard box. I'm like, for Christmas. And there's, like little bows. There's, like, a little bow on it. I'm like, what the... Oh, cool, you know. And I'm excited because it's a big box. I don't know what the fuck this could possibly be. Like, what is this? You know? So I open up I go to the box, and I lift up the little stick-on bow because there's, like, a little letter under it. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. What does it say? So I picked it up, and it says, turn over. And I was like, oh, okay. So I flipped it, and then it says, turn over. And I'm like, what the fuck? You know, so I flipped it again.
And then you killed a cat.
I just flipped out and murdered a cat.
It's like, oh, fuck.
Flip the fuck out.
Too quick. Like,
turn that bastard inside out.
Well, that's the only cat we could find.
We had cat bacon that day. It was... interest. I'm kidding. Sammy, I'm sorry, baby. She's like, no. So I realize at this time, my mom is like literally dying laughing as I'm doing this because she knows what's going on. Her friend Chuck helped her pack this. So I open up the, I finally decided to just open up the box. Like, this is dumb as fuck. So open up the box. It's the same goddamn trick, but a different size box. Turn over. Like, what the fuck, you know? So I go through at least two more boxes at this point.
Damn, dude. Chuck, how you got this much time to help a married woman with these pranks?
Right? My dad's dying laughing, too. It's ridiculous.
Okay, he's an honest.
Yeah, everybody, well, my dad didn't know what was going on. He was just there. Like, what? He was confused, too, but, you know. So I finally get the box open, and inside the smaller box, like a small box, is like a bunch of Archie Digest comic books, which I have like a ton of them just sitting right there. I have tons of them. I'm sure maybe some of those are from that box probably. And I was so pissed because I was like, it's turnover. Like, I had to go through like four or five different boxes to get these goddamn comics.
Well, at least it has a happy ending this time.
Yeah, I'm just glad that there was something in it and that like rocks
yeah,
at
no,
the
that's
end of
cool.
it.
Yeah, they weren't completely fucking with you. I thought that's what you were getting at.
Yeah, I
sorry,
I didn't know.
Chuck. I didn't mean to speak ill of you. We should have a beer sometime.
Yeah, he's not a pedophile, I promise. Because, like, I was a cute kid. He didn't pedophile me. So I'm assuming he wasn't. I was adorable. Let's go on to the next prank. That got dark real quick.
he didn't pedophile.
He didn't pedophile me. This next one's called Too Much. And it says, I'm a sophomore in college, and I feel like I'm still getting tested by my peers. This past April Fool's Day, my friends dragged my mattress out onto the street, filled my blow dryer with baby powder, and put mayonnaise in my shoes. I enjoy a good prank, but seriously, I believe this went too far. My shoes are ruined, my blow dryer is not back to normal, and I had to haul my mattress back upstairs all by myself. Do I have a right to be upset, or should I ease up on the spirit of the holiday?
Well, the mayonnaise in the shoes is not so bad. You clean them out by hand. You might find some mates that way who might be a bit on the strange side, but you'll find them. They'll be
like,
damn.
Roaches, ants. Yeah.
You smell like mayonnaise, girl.
You know, anybody who likes the smell of mayonnaise that probably would have spoiled them. Bitch, that's, throw those shoes away.
Yeah. I don't think your roommates like you.
Yeah, I think you might need to take a hint. You were not their favorite person.
Probably did something bad doing that. She's just leaving it out.
It's like, miss it. Oh, by the way, I fucked one of their girlfriends. Like, or some shit like that.
I fucked all of them.
I fucked all of them and lied about it. Well, too bad. Oh, my God. So, check it. We're going to be right back after this because I want to go ahead and I want to share a wonderful podcast promo with you guys. Dumb and Busted Podcast. They have amazing content. They're not currently making any new content, but all the stuff they've created is amazing. And I love them. So check out the Dumb and Busted Podcast.
Dumb and Busted has been called, quote, one of America's greatest treasures by 3 out of 3 hosts of the show.
Dumb and Busted is a weekly true crime comedy podcast with stories of exceptionally smart and insanely dumb crimes. Comedian Hunter Donaldson has hailed it as the greatest thing to come out of Portland since comedian Hunter Donaldson, who is me, also a host of the show.
Podcasters Allison Copeland and Hannah Ether praise Dumb and Busted as, quote, found on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and anywhere else you get your podcasts. Just more rave reviews from two other people who host the show.
Catch us every Thursday and follow us at Dumb and Busted on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Crime you later!
We are back. I know you missed me. EJ's here. We're drinking beer.
So, all correct.
Yeah, all that happened. I don't know why I decided. That literally, we weren't expecting me
I
to do that.
I would have chimed in, but I can't sing that high.
I don't even know. I should be crying, but I just... Too loud? I don't know. I'm not Maxwell. I tried. All right, let's get on to the pranks, because my singing is horrible, and you're not here for that. My apologies. So, the next prank I labeled Snitch. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, snitching ass bitches. Snitches get stitches. Oh, I should be a rapper. Okay. I'm amazing. It reads, when I was 13, I was at my friend's house, and he thought it'd be funny to pee off the deck onto feral cats in the yard below. You would laugh at that, you son of a bitch. I told him I was going to tell his mom, then went inside and told her, when Trevor walks in, just act disgusted. He walked in and she told him how disappointed she was in him, having no idea what he did, to which he replied, I swear to God, Mom, he's lying. I didn't piss on those cats. Watching his face as he realized he had just told on himself was one of the highlights of my youth.
That's pretty funny. It's like some Dennis the Menace type shit. That kid is... He knows what's up.
Dennis the Menace is an asshole.
I guess so. White privilege.
He's a fucking menace.
Dave, what's his neighbor's name? Old guy?
When you think about it, Dennis the Menace and Donald Trump almost have, like, similar haircuts. Like, it's...
Oh my god.
When you think about it, dude. It's like that little swoop thing going on there, dude. Everybody Google Dennis the Menace and then, like the cartoon Dennis the Menace. Good times. Okay.
But damn, that's fucked up. Why did he piss on the feral cat?
Because he's an asshole. He was a young... My apartment smells like so much garlic.
It does.
It's so much garlic. Jesus Christ. Let's go on to the next prank so we can breathe in a minute. I think it's because I closed the windows.
that's
locking it in right now. The next one is called kidnapping. Oh shit.
That's not a prank.
Oh shit. It reads, a group of kids staged a kidnapping one time. They borrowed a van and drove in front of a busy shopping center. One guy, pretending to escape, jumped out of the trunk all wrapped up in duct tape. To the horror of all the bystanders, the van stopped. Two kids ran out and recaptured the escapee and then drove off. Cops had to go to their homes when the van was identified, and they had a lot of clearing up to do. And I guess they had a lot of explaining to do. That's crazy.
Yeah,
yeesh. I feel like that some pranks go too fucking far, dude. Mm-hmm. And that's fucking one of them. Because I remember there was like a YouTube channel. I think it was called like Twins TV or some shit like that. And like these two kids or two teenagers, whatever the fuck, YouTubers. They got the permission from their cousin's mom or some shit to do a prank. But I don't think they explained what they were doing. Took this kid to a like a park or whatever, had a van and shit, and they pretended to kidnap this kid from the park in front of all these people, like parents and children, just hand deliver PTSD to everybody, because they didn't know it wasn't real, and they're saying it was. Now their channel itself was about pranks, but when they got in trouble, they were all like, oh, it was about kidnapping awareness and how you have to be aware. No, motherfucker, it was not. You were trying to get views.
I'd probably beat him up if I was the parent in that situation.
Facts, dude. I think there was a parent who tried to chase the van down or some shit. I don't know. Because they don't know what's going to happen to that fucking kid. Mm-hmm. This kid was, and they were like, oh, well, the kid's parent was aware and the kid was fully aware of what was going on. The kid was 4.
Jesus.
There's no fucking way he was fully aware what was going on.
I'm 4. I totally understand everything. I know how to read and write. I'm a genius.
Right. I voted last year. Redunculus. It's crazy. Like, the fuck.
That'd fuck you up.
Right? That would fuck anybody up. That is ridiculous. Holy balls. Let's get on to our next prank here, man. It's called oyster pranks, like the shellfish. Oyster. I love a good oyster, first of all.
Oh, I don't like them.
What?
They're gross.
I don't understand. What? How do you feel about mussels?
I don't really like them either.
Are you not into food?
No, I like food.
food came out instead.
I'm allergic to a lot of seafood.
Oh, that's right. I thought it was just shrimp.
It's shrimp and lobster and crab. But I'm not allergic to, like,
no wonder oyster. You don't drool when I talk about seafood. That makes a lot of sense now.
Yeah.
Okay, hindsight. I'm glad it doesn't smell like seafood in here.
I like fish that I like. Like sushi.
Sushi sounds
salmon,
good.
Salmon, stuff like that. I'm just not like a big fan of like clams and mussels.
I'm so sorry about that. Yeah. It's really good. I'll eat your version. I'll eat all of your sides of that. So any mussels that I eat, it is in your honor from now on. All right. Any oysters I consume, I'm thinking EJ.
All
right. Sure. It reads here, Oyster Pranks. It reads, 6 years ago, I worked at a bar in Montreal, bussing tables and washing dishes. Once a year, the place would throw a lavish party with all you can eat oysters, which I gotta say, I would fucking love that. EJ probably would hate it. The best oyster chuckers in the city would come to compete to see who could open the most oysters fastest.
The moist oysters.
The moist oysters. That's a tough one. The winner got free drinks for the night and bragging rights for a year.
That sounds pretty cool. I just wouldn't eat them.
I would probably end up cutting myself because those little chucking knife things are pretty like sharp. You gotta be careful.
They wear like chainmail gloves.
Oh, do they?
I've seen people do that.
Oh, that's smart. Oh, that'll be a fun YouTube video. How many oysters can I chuck?
A viewer sent me these chainmail gloves.
Right? Yeah. Instead of bacon soda, dimples. and it reads, my job was far less than glamorous. I had to haul dripping bags of shells to the dumpster. During one of my trips, I had the bright idea. I returned to the kitchen, proudly and falsely proclaiming, guess what? I found a pearl! Production in the kitchen ground to a halt. As everyone clamored to see my discovery, I was overcome with regret. I was forced to dash their hopes with a feeble, just kidding. It quickly became the staff pariah. During my next trip to the garbage, I seriously considered joining the empty shells in the dumpster.
Oh, man.
I mean, at least it wasn't like, you know, I found a body or something like that. And I mean, you know.
You do that in the wrong kitchen, they'll stab you. Or they'll just fire you. I'll be like,
you weren't supposed to find that. Now I have to kill you.
No, if you were joking about that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I took that. See, I go dark really fast. Speaking of dark, guys, I don't know what next week's podcast episode will be about, but most likely true crime, because we haven't hit that topic in a while here. Which is good that I did this one, which is perfect, because I was able to knock out the recording of this podcast early as fuck this week, which means I'm going to have more time to research for next week's podcast. I'm contemplating John Wayne Gacy Jr., you know, the serial killer, but I really don't like talking about child murders. Spooky. It's a lot. And then you've got those chicks, the Slender Man stabbings. Remember that?
I think they murdered some.
No, she lived, but they stabbed her like 14 something times or some shit.
They're like young girls.
Yeah, they're like 12 or I don't mind talking about child killers. I don't want to talk about child murders. You know what I mean? I mean, maybe. You guys let me know. Hit me up on Twitter at itsprosilly. Let me know if you've got any fun true crime stories that you would like me to discuss here, or paranormal, or any kind of topic, really. Just let me know via Twitter or in my email, and let me know. EJ, fucking thank you for joining me today, man.
Not a problem. It was easy.
I just sat here, drank, said some stuff. It was great.
I had off work.
I was off work today. We both voted, so we did our thing today. Oh yeah, you voted today.
I did.
How'd that go?
Good. It was easy.
It was easy. It's like I filled out my ballot and turned it in. You just dropped it in the box?
Yep.
That's what she said. Oh man, make sure you guys go ahead and you subscribe, you leave me a 5-star rating, and you know, I'll be right back after this ad, after this promo, because I've got some information that I want to share with you guys. You know, I gotta hit my outro real quick, because that's how I do on the Professionally Silly Podcast. Alright guys, enjoy this next podcast promo. It was one of my favorite podcasts, and they are so fucking silly. And then we'll get to a podcast shout out corner. Ooh, you know I love a good PSC. All right, guys, see you in just one moment. Oh man, I really hope that you guys enjoyed yourself on this episode. It was a lot of fun. Shout out to my buddy EJ for joining me once again on my silly antics here in the Professionally Silly Podcast. So if there's anything that you can take from this episode, it's be sure the person that you prank is the kind of person who can take a joke. Professionally silly life rules, people. Also, there is such a thing as going a little too far. Let's think about the repercussions of the shit that we do before we do them. We are, after all, adults-ish. Look, I love a good prank as much as anyone else. I do, especially if it's someone else, you know, someone else is being pranked and I'm just there to witness it. That's my favorite part of the prank to be on, the witness. You know, I'm definitely going to do another episode about pranks. I haven't decided. I'm thinking next week will be a true crime episode, like I mentioned when I was recording with you, when I was recording with EJ earlier. And I'm thinking we're gonna do true crime. I just haven't decided which one yet. If you have some personal prank stories, please email them to me at the itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. That is the podcast email. Once again, itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. It should be down in the show notes below. So if you have any other stories as well that you would like to share, let's do that too, okay? But, you know, pro silly listeners, there's so much room for all of you, and you're awesome simply because I do so many topics. So I cover a lot of awesome things here. So there's always room for you. So if you got secrets, creepy home alone stories, confessions, ghost stories, or maybe you just want to say, hey, make sure you let me know in the email that you want to be anonymous or not, by the way. Yeah, it's professionallysilly@gmail.com. Hit me up. Or you can call through the Anchor app or my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. Once again, 805-664-1828. Leave me a voice message or a text or what have you, and I'll put you in the podcast unless you say otherwise. I also have a P.O. box, too. So you can snail mail me. Don't know why I made that sound. P.O. box 29892, Los Angeles, California, 929. And there's plenty of ways to reach me. I'm all around. Now, I searched through several sites to find these awesome-ass prank stories. I went to DidYouKnowFacts.com, ReadersDigest.com, TheTanned.com. I couldn't read my own handwriting for a second. BuzzFeed.com and 22Words.com all played a huge role in entertaining us today for this episode. So shout out to them. Shout out to EJ. Shout out to you, the professionally silly listeners. And I definitely hope you keep coming back. I do. It'd be dope if you do that. And join me every Friday as we get professionally silly. Don't forget to show some support. You know what I'm saying? By leaving reviews on whichever podcast directory that you're using, especially if you got that Apple podcast going on in your iDevices, that'd be super helpful, man. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't sound like much, but it's a really great way to help me help my podcast grow. All right, so it is time for PSC. Yeah, it's time for the podcast shout out corner. Damn right it is. So this week, I got a fun podcast that I want to shout out, and it's called Let Me Google That. I love this podcast. It's so much fun. It's an awesome podcast that discusses the most random information you never thought you wanted to know. It's awesome. A short burst of interesting facts you never knew you wanted to know. It's really great. Can licorice kill you? Who invented coffee filters? Is it really possible to work yourself to death? And most importantly, why are jeans blue? These questions and many, many more are answered on the Let Me Google That podcast. It's so much fun. I love it. I love it. I love it. So make sure you let them know that the Professionally Silly podcast sent you. As a matter of fact, make sure every podcast I've ever shouted out on here that you love knows that I sent you. Damn it. They will know that I exist. I didn't mean to sound evil. Sorry about that. Listener support, if you are digging the Professionally Silly podcast, you can now support my silly content by making monthly donations. And this will be extremely helpful by, making the donation to the podcast by actually helping make Professionally Silly better. You know what I mean? It's going to help me get more equipment. It's going to help me get more everything. I'm having brain farts right now because I'm so excited. But things that make things sound better and things that make things look better, it's going to help me get that. You can now make monthly contributions. You can donate as low as 99 cents a month, $4.99, or $9.99 a month right here on the Anchor app. And if you have commitment issues and you don't have the Anchor app, any reason, I do have a PayPal. So don't forget that you can PayPal me at www.paypal.me/AmberSmilesJones. Let's keep the silly flowing. Make sure you guys go ahead and check out the show notes for some bonus information like my social media. I've got TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, 2 YouTube channels, and clearly you're aware of the podcast because you're currently here. Thank you for being here. My YouTube channel is, the first one is called Professionally Silly. That sounds familiar, but it's very different. It's very different. I do unboxing videos. I'll try that segment where I try different foods, drinks, activities, if you will, lots of fun vlogs. And then I just started a second channel this past August, and it's called Paranormal Blacktivity. It is amazing. It is a lot of fun. Oh, and some dickhead just started another channel called Paranormal Blacktivity literally a week ago, and he is kicking my ass and the subscribers. But on my channel, I actually go on paranormal investigations. This guy, he just reacts to scary things that he sees online. He isn't going anywhere. So make sure y'all subscribe to me because I'm better. And I'm also a little bit biased. He might actually have a great channel, but fuck him. Check out Paranormal Blacktivity, subscribe. Professionally Silly, subscribe. And if there's anything else that you guys want to know about me, I guess tweet me about it, because the podcast does have a Twitter page. Yes, we do. @itsprosilly. So hit a bitch up, okay? Tweet me and share your opinions on my older and or newer episodes, because it may be an old episode to me, but it's a new episode to you, and I want to talk about it with you. Once again, I'm your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Anchor FM, where I take my silliness seriously. Until next time, my loves, watch where you step, because there are pieces of shit everywhere.